This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do. And we appreciate the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi and bus drivers out there moving America along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Take advantage of everything that's over there. Well, we're talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, what we're going to try to do right now is dispel something, because yesterday the television cable news network, MSNBC, got out there after the Jeffrey Epstein thing and threw out a whole bunch of crap, and I mean crap. And Morning Joy, who's on in the morning, who's been in trouble before, came out and said, she suggested that maybe Attorney General Bill Barr might be connected to the Epstein death.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Well, I know, but I mean, what's your reaction to that? I thought she was nuts. I can follow
well,
it up.
this thing, I mean, when you have lawyers, when you've got former inmates, when you've got TV hosts, anchors. I mean, Cheryl Atkinson put out an article yesterday that this one single death has led to more conspiracy theories in such a short period of time than anything that she has ever seen
in her
investigative journalist career.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
Well, I do too, so. And, of course, Trump didn't help yesterday because he retweaked somebody, you know, about the Clinton body count.
Yep.
You know, he really needed to stay out of it. Just stay out of it. I mean, but anyway, it's real important to look to those that have experience with this kind of thing. One is certainly special housing units, and the others are lawyers. I don't know. I don't care what former inmates have said, because they, you know, they're not terribly reliable either. But special housing units, you can be in there for lots of reasons. You could be in there because you've got some kind of nasty communicable disease. You can be in there because you can't be with the general population because you're causing all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in there because you're in the witness protection program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all kinds of reasons. Now, it is a fact that has been reported by several that Epstein was not under suicide watch at the time that he died. Okay, that's been established.
Yeah, that's strange, but go ahead.
Because
we were all told he was, and we never told he wasn't.
Well,
yep.
It was about a week after his first attempt,
mm-hmm,
that he was taken off of suicide watch. Now, we need to go to the warden and find out who made that decision to take him off of suicide watch. That's,
mm-hmm,
that's the very first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made that decision.
Yep.
When you are in a special housing unit, You're not even allowed a toothbrush. They hand you a toothbrush.
No.
They watch you brush your teeth, and then they take the toothbrush back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the kinds of conditions. But there are levels. There are absolute levels to a suicide watch, and that includes being tied in a straitjacket, you know, four-point straitjacket as well. So there isn't any, there aren't guards that are walking a catwalk. There are cameras. You are checked on every 30 minutes. There are cameras there. And we're hearing that, you know, the cameras are turned off or they're malfunctioning. Nobody credible has reported that.
All right. Hang on a minute because I want to get a, I think Ian's on the line. He wants to ask a question, which we'll have to take after the break. But okay, Ian, go ahead with your question.
No question. It's a statement. I was in jail twice, and I can tell you right in Pinellas County Jail, and I've heard this about the MCC. There's no ligatures. In other words, there's nothing to hang a rope on. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
A rope, a shoelace, a clothesline, nothing.
Right.
The whole thing stinks. They whack them.
All right. Thanks, Ian. All right. Well, there you go. You heard him. Mm-hmm.
The sheets are actually even made out of paper, so they don't have the strength to even hold anybody. And there's nothing in the ceiling. There's no light fixture. There's no fire, you know, hose or any, you know, sprinkler system. There's nothing in the ceiling to hang yourself from. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a question from Eric, and we're going to run out of time, so I can't ask it right now because you won't be able to answer it. So, Eric, I'll ask you, Denise, the question after the break, and it's kind of a, it's a rather interesting question. But having been in a couple of state facilities as a fire training instructor to train their battalions they had in there, which were made up of security guards and the trustees in the prison, there's levels of different security that you see, but they do have cameras, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And my question is, why didn't the cameras show something?
We don't know that they didn't. We don't know that they didn't.
Okay, well, we'll hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll get into that, too, because I've been told by numerous people, including a couple of retired NYPD friends of mine, that said the cameras weren't working. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told. We'll get right back. We'll find out about that, and we'll ask Eric's question when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And little Mustang Sally bringing you back in, little Otis Redding. Now, the USCCA brings you this portion of the program. And remember, the USCCA, for just a few dollars a month, can provide their members with upfront funding for every kind of civil or criminal defense that you might have to have in the event that you might have to get out there and defend yourself with, oh, my gosh, I don't know, a handgun or a rifle or maybe a club or a knife or a ball bat or whatever. And you know the last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. And we all know the legal system doesn't always get it right. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and down the right column where all those logos are, you're going to see the USCCA logo. Now, if you click on there right now, you get the opportunity to win not one, but two guns valued at over $2,500 that offer changes at midnight tonight. So go over there, click on the link, sign up to register for the two free guns, and oh, by the way, while you're there, check one of the three levels of membership that you can become a member and find out the advantages to being that, along with the $474 worth of free stuff you're going to get for joining the USCCA. So, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, look over in the right side column and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, with all the nonsense that's going on, MSNBC, and I'll finish one little thing here. Joe Scarborough, and he should know better, he says, so let's understand this. A guy who had information who would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably, ready for this, Russian. Goodness sake. Yeah, I know. But let's get to Eric's question, because Eric's got an interesting question. Okay. He made a statement after the question. Now I'm going to go back up to the question. Does Miss Denise know if there's any truth to the allegations that Jeffrey Epstein was worried that someone or some entity was trying to kill him, as has been reported?
Well, we don't know who reported that. I've seen some of that, too. We don't know the genesis of that report. But here's the other thing. When you are in a special housing unit, you are visited once a day by a psychiatrist slash psychologist, whatever they have on staff,
mm-hmm.
to determine your mental status virtually every single day. So, in this particular case, we will have a file on him on what the activities were since the very moment he arrived there, I think on July the 6th, it was when he was arrested at Teterboro.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a running log of everything that they have done with and for Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to go slow. You know, they're going to be very, very cautious about what it really comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that we had some prison guards that were on extreme overtime and, you know, two of them went home or whatever it was,
yeah.
that actually didn't come from the prison. That didn't come from the warden. That came from the union boss.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, and this is how I was actually looking, I was kind of blaming Cuomo for cutting back on you know, the number of guards that they have at this center, but that's not De Blasio. I was blaming him. This is actually Cuomo, I think, because there was a discussion late last year about the budget for the Bureau of Prisons in his state and the cost that they incur of assigning guards and putting these people in special housing units. They say it's cruel and unusual punishment. They're actually saying that this particular Metropolitan Correction Center is got a much worse reputation around the Bureau of Prisons than Guantanamo ever had. In fact, you have to eat on the floor. They hand you a tray, and there is no table. There are no chairs. You just sit on the floor. You sit on, you know, some kind of a cot kind of thing to eat. So, I mean, now... this particular facility was only supposed to house, I think, 800 or 900 inmates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much higher than that, which is clearly the case we seem to have in most every one of our prisons.
Yeah, they're overcrowded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now,
needs to go slow. Everybody just needs to go slow, including me.
Well, Eric, yeah, I know that, and that's what we're trying to do is slow this down. And Eric brings up an interesting point. I think what should be an underlying concern is how the Epstein investigation turns out. Will it further erode of public trust in the system, and what would a replacement system bring?
Well, let's understand something. The day before he died,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to say I'm not even sure he'd commit suicide because we don't know that yet.
That's
an inference.
That's right.
But anyway, the 2,000 pages of documents were released, and that's only part because there's about 2 million pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 million, and mm-hmm. that includes, you know, the cache of the file or cache of documents where we put in George Mitchell and Bill Richardson.
Yep.
There are many more. I mean, there's the evidence piece, and there's the FBI interrogations of all the girls, or not all the girls, but a number of girls. I mean, I read those myself probably five or six years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's more out there. There's much more out there. The other fascinating thing that happened was this week, Governor DeSantis removed the case from essentially the jurisdiction of the sheriff's department, which was what, Palm Beach Sheriff?
It was good old
originally.
Steve Israel and Company. Or no, not him. It was the next one
not
up.
Him.
Sorry. Yeah, next one up.
Anyway, mm-hmm. they took it away and put it with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Correct.
So that happened. Now, how much, I don't know who Epstein's lawyers were or are. I probably ought to go look at that. But I don't know how much, you know, information they had on some of these activities since this case was reopened and he was arrested,
mm-hmm.
that he was sharing these details with Epstein himself. We don't know those details either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, and we'll just have to sit back and watch and wait.
Everybody just kind of breathe. I mean, just breathe.
By the way, go ahead.
Whatever we know, the first reports, whatever we know, we clearly, and even the warden, apparently the warden's office said, these are preliminary reports subject to change.
Mm-hmm. By the way, here's a report that I just got here, a message directly from Larry Elder, who apparently is up at this time of the morning doing whatever. He says, for your information, CNN aired, and we were talking about CNN, so he threw this in there. He says, for your information, CNN aired a series featuring a Chicago inner-city high school principal who made maps for her students with the recommended route they take to avoid being shot. Now, he goes on to say one other thing. I just hesitated there to see what you would do. And he says, are the students trying to avoid white supremacists or trying to avoid black gangs? Your friend, Larry.
We're all kind of getting a little desensitized to some of these scandals here, aren't we?
And he's an attorney. But not only a radio show, he's an attorney. Okay, so that's coming from him. Wow. And apparently, I guess he's listening to the program, so good morning, Larry Elder. I have no idea where he's at. I mean, these guys travel around the national radio hosts, and they go different places, so who knows. All right, one last thing from Eric. What dictionary is supposed to say erode, not erode? Oh, erode. Yeah, he's talking about eroding public trust in the...
Well, we've long since lost that.
Yeah.
We have lost that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously have layers of consequences and layers of laws that are applied or charges that are applied to criminals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll drop this because they're going to cooperate over here. Or, you know, and that happens. We're making deals with people constantly. And that's what lawyers do. That's what prosecutors do. I mean, for somebody to be arrested 18 different times for 18 different charges and they're still out on the street, we've got a bad system.
Yeah.
We just have a bad, I don't know what else to say. It's a bad system.
One last little thing. Chase Bank really erases all debt incurred
that's
by...
That's because Chase Bank is moving out of Canada.
So they're just going to cut their losses and go, huh?
Well, they closed their accounts, everybody's credit cards accounts, last March.
Mm-hmm.
March of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, you know, some of these people have been paying and paying and paying. And then finally, for an unknown reason, Chase just decided to cut it off and just forget about it.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll still be talking about the Epstein murder or whatever. I said murder, but whatever it is. All right, have a good one. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check it out. It is what it is. We don't know what it is. And, wow, there's so many different things coming out right now. Just pick a story and go with it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserved to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch to begin with. Epstein awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges and had just been taken off suicide watch. Attorney General Bill Barr calling for a full investigation. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. McAleenan telling NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this second edition of our Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And we'll tell you all about them right after they tell you about themselves right about now, coming up with these fine words.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more of you have chosen to go through the technical schools at your high school, the BOTECs, the BOCES, whatever they call them. And in most cases, you've come out of there with a profession that you've learned. You're going to start out at the journeyman level or the apprentice level, which normally pays you $8, $10, or $12 an hour, occasionally a little bit more. But how would you like the chance to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year? Now, you can do that by checking out my friends at National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 per year. To find out more, you can go to the website naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 1-800-659-2080. Now, again, two locations to serve you, Concord, Mass., outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So check them out online by going to either naa.edu or by giving them a call, asking to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. And we wish you well. Now, the United States Army announced the names of officers selected for promotion to the rank of captain in the Army competitive categories. I will say that the number of captains is exactly what there was projected to be. Unlike some of the other services, they weren't able to promote the people that they thought because either the money wasn't there or whatever. Now, coming up August the 24th, the second annual Ruck for the Cure, an event to aid children with cancer, is planned for this month. And the Army says it's open to those who want to join the soldier and cancer survivor who created it. It's called Ruck for the Cure, R-U-C-K, Ruck for the Cure. Check it out. And as the Army begins training for and taking the new combat fitness test, leaders from Training and Doctrine Command addressed more common concerns surrounding the test, including injury prevention, availability of equipment, and technique for the six different events. Now, an Army lab that houses the Ebola virus and other infectious diseases has been shut down due to violations that were found back in June by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So says a CDC spokesperson, as was confirmed by the Army Times. Now, they were reported in June, and they just were shut down just last week. Also, the Army is reorganizing its program, Executive Office Missiles in Space, to align with the focus of the Integrated Fires mission. They are getting involved with the space program, so they're all going to be part of the same house. How about that? Now, in Navy news, the guided missile destroyer USS Porter entered the Black Sea and is the sixth U.S. ship to operate in that region so far this year. By the way, the Navy is looking at something beyond even a Flight 3 combat capability for its new build destroyers, the Burke destroyers, as it plans from transitioning from the old Arleigh Burke-class destroyer to the future large surface combatant, the LSC. We'll see how that works out. The Air Force is reporting that former associates and others close to Quas, a decorated fighter pilot, says that he deserves one more assignment, the four-star head of the U.S. Space Force, a new branch of the military that Congress is poised to create in the coming months. Now, the Air Force has also stemmed its pilot crisis. The Air Force believed it's contained an emergency threatening its core mission, despite persistent estimates that it didn't have enough pilots at the time it's facing off with new threats against China and Russia. And through a strategic partnership unveiled, the U.S. Air Force and Oak Ridge National Lab will acquire a high-performance supercomputing system from Cray Incorporated that aims to improve weather forecasting for the Air Force and Army operations around the globe. Now, the Marine Corps is now getting tactical tablets to aid in precision strikes and fires being doled out by Marine grunt squads. They're not much bigger than the latest Samsung Galaxy smartphone, but these tactical tablets won't be hailing Uber rides. Instead, they'll be helping the Marines run down precision strikes, direct machine gun fire, and plot friendly fire positions so that they don't take out our own guys. By the way, have you met the new female Marine F-35B pilot? Her name is Marine Captain Annalise Satz. She made a name for herself while back in June 27th at the Marine Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, for being the first female Marine to complete the F-35B syllabus. Congratulations to her. By the way, the South Korean government has bought 12 MH-60R Seahawk helicopters for $800 million. The U.S. State Department cleared the way on that. And thousands of vets may have wrongly been billed for emergency care, Veterans may have wrongfully been billed by the Department of Veterans Affairs for emergency room medical treatment at non-VA facilities totaling at least $53.3 million, according to the Office of VA Inspector General. By the way, the VA program that provides support and a stipend to caregivers for post 9/11 veterans, usually a wife or patient, has urged changes before expansion of the VA caregivers program. We'll see what that winds up being. And, you know, the Delta IV, the rocket that's been chosen for the third spy satellite launch, according to the National Reconnaissance Office, they've awarded the United Launch Services $157 million to launch one of its spy satellites into orbit aboard one of the ULA's Delta IV heavy rockets. By the way, the other night, that big light in the sky that we all saw here about 6:15 or so in the morning, we were wondering what it was. For those of you that didn't hear, it was a launch of the SpaceX supply rocket going up to the space station. And it certainly was dynamic in the sky. Had a lot of people wondering what was going on. By the way, Iran's disruptions of Persian Gulf oil shipments are putting the country's leaders in a difficult position as they try to retaliate against foes while trying not to irritate the few remaining allies that also are trying to transport oil through the Straits of Hormuz. Tehran, you might remember, captured two UK-connected vessels in the Persian Gulf on July 19, 2 weeks after Britain seized an Iranian oil tanker near Gibraltar. It accused of exporting oil to Syria in breach of the European Union sanctions. Iran, of course, which had threatened to respond to its vessel seizure, also detained a United Emirates base ship. It accused of smuggling. They still have that UAE ship, and they still have that British tanker. Not knowing what's going to happen there, but, certainly is going to keep the lights burning somewhere. So there you go. Now, Denise Simon just chimed in here, and I'm going to agree with her on this. She says, it's hard doing the research to get details and get them to be the voice of reason when it comes to scandals like this Epstein thing. She said there's literally 100 different versions of what transpired going on right now by many sources that are undependable, unreliable, but people are just grabbing them and running with them and retweeting them or reposting them on Facebook and Twitter. Well, that's true. That's what happens. People do that. They get it out there, and then people pick it up as being the gospel. We don't know. We don't know what happened. And speaking of knowing what happened, we're going to call Chris Markowski to find out, or he's going to call us, rather. He's over in, I got to remember where he's at now. He's over in Greece. He's going to give us a jingle. We're going to find out what's going on over there, the reaction to what's happening over here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Chris Markowski, I need to tell you this segment of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I take, and I've been taking it for several years. It's because of the arthritis that I have, and I got rid of prescription medicine to make sure that I was able to get on something that didn't give me the side effects that the prescription medicine did. And I got onto the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, just like you will too, in the event you try to decide to use this. It's an alternative. It's all natural, and it might keep you from having to go through the medication route and all that stuff. So, it's called the 1995 3-week quick start. Try it. See if it works. All it costs you is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Obviously, if you want to get it here quicker, you spend a little more money. You got it in 2 or 3 days or less. But I would suggest just waiting for the week or so it takes to get here and then following the instructions on the 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Once again, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 quick start. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us today. What's the weather like in Greece today?
Oh, another beautiful day in paradise.
Okay, and I saw the picture you sent of you doing the telephone view there. shirtless on the beach with a little car in the background that looked like you could pick it up and move it by yourself.
Yeah. Not very big cars. Well, listen, the streets, put it this way, they're very, very narrow around here, that's for sure. And you got to have small cars. And let me tell you something, fuel is maybe four times as much as it is here in the United States. So they're going to want to have some fuel-efficient automobiles, that's for sure.
Well, the lowest price in the United States right now are $2.16 a gallon, $2.16 a gallon, and it goes up to $3.63 a gallon. That's the low, that's the high. And I'm sure over there it's got to be, what, $10, $12 a gallon?
You're talking probably closer to $8.59 altogether a gallon, X's and meters.
Okay, well, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. What are you hearing over there in Greece as to what's gone on here with Jeffrey Epstein?
Listen, it's all over the European news, without a doubt. We've got a situation where it's in on the BBC and even on the French news. I kind of bounce around to various different news stations here. They're definitely covering it, without a doubt. And again, it's funny, especially the BBC, which is most certainly a left-of-center rag, broadcast, without a doubt. They always try to tie that he was an acquaintance of Donald Trump in there as well. Donald Trump knew the guy, but he wasn't flying around on his little Lolita Express and going to Orgy Island like Clinton was, and all these other Democrats like George Mitchell and Bill Richardson, and you go right on down the list. Honestly, at this point in time in today's day and age, this should pretty much, in my opinion, should take out a lot of the Democrats in the way that they act, the way they think. And you know, it's sad. Mm-hmm. It really is that it's not getting that type of press, just the sheer utter evil of these people.
Well, here's what MSNBC had to say, and I'll start out with the lowest and go to the highest. It all started with the morning program, AM Joy, with Joyanne Reed. She suggested that Attorney General Bill Barr was directly connected to Epstein's death.
Bill Barr is directly up to Epstein's death. How's that?
I don't know, but that's what she said.
You could just say that, but I mean, that was how the sentence ended.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, basically, we're just throwing stuff up at the wall.
Yep.
What's gonna?
I never said it made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now get this. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that they'd have to give a reasoning behind it. It's kind of absurd to ask me.
Well, she had a couple of more tweets right after that. She says, can we say this again? So this facility is run by the Department of Justice and Attorney General Bill Barr's Department of Justice? And then she finally said, Donald Trump's name comes up whenever Jeffrey Epstein's name is mentioned and the big-time people they knew, too. He's no longer a threat to any of those people because he can't testify anymore. And that was all Joyanne Reed. But here's the one that really – go ahead.
No, I mean, the real threat that, you know, obviously they're trying to deflect and defer is with the Democrats. And I think, again, I don't know what further information is going to come out, but they're going to have a difficult time trying to tie, and actually prosecute when he's not going to be able to testify.
It's right out of Saul Alinsky's rule number 3, collusion, delusion. It's right out of there. Whenever possible, go outside the experience of the enemy. And I mean, it's all there, and we'll get into all that another time. But here's the deal. Joe Scarborough, I know you like him, right?
he's just another actor in their show.
Listen to this. Again, this is his quote. And by the way, he tweeted this. A guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably Russian.
Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, again, they don't stop the guy. I said that's the Russians. They talk about racism all the time. We are racist. I mean, these keep people racist against Russians for crying out loud. Everything odd happens, it's a Russian's fault. I mean, it's patently absurd.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got John Heilman, who I'm not sure who he is. The name doesn't ring a bell, and I don't watch MSNBC, so I'm at a disadvantage. He came out and talked about the fact that he mentioned Reed's statement, and he mentioned the fact that she was spot on with this, that, and the other, and the 911 truther stuff that was out there. He mentioned that about the president, and I mean, this is all nuts stuff. I mean, but they're throwing, like you say, you hit the nail on the head. They're throwing everything they can up to see if it's going to stick.
Listen, from what I hear, I guess also Epstein kept diaries that they're going to come.
25 different ledgers he's got, 25. And guess who's got them?
Well, I don't know.
The federal government.
Well, yeah. Well,
when they raided the home, that's when they got them.
There's a fire somewhere, and they end up gone missing.
I know, but I'm telling you, as of right now, we know that they've got 25 different ledgers with a whole bunch of names in them, which is how we've heard about. And by the way, there's 2 million pages of information. We've only heard some 2,000 pages, and that's how we found out about Senator George Mitchell and former UN ambassador and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson being involved in all this.
Yeah, I mean, and those are some pretty big names.
They are.
George Mitchell's a former Senate Majority Leader. You know, Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico's, you know, Secretary of the Energy under Clinton. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these are not little names. I mean, these are big names. And you know, you're talking underage girls. It's embarrassing. It really is how just vile some of these human beings are. And these are people that supposedly are your public servants serving in government. I try to explain this to people all the time. People don't really, because most people in America are good people. They don't understand just the evil that exists out there. And it's you know, it's a shame. It is, because these people are sick. I mean, this is downright disgusting sick. Mm. Again, I don't know. Has anybody gotten a microphone of Bill Richardson? You know, anybody talked to him?
No.
I haven't seen him. Because, you know what? If there was a Republican, they'd be all over.
Yeah. Now, one last little question. What the hell is going on in Canada? Chase Bank has closed down the Canadian accounts that were there and forgiven all of the debt.
Close down the what in Canada? I'm sorry?
They've ceased their operations, and they've stopped all the debt. Nobody owes anybody that's in Canada anything to Chase Bank.
I'm curious. I'm not really familiar with this story yet, Matt. I've got to look into it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, and I may be telling you something you don't know, but I'll tell you, when I heard this story, I'm just shaking my head. I'm going, what the hell is this? And it was kind of explained to me about the fact that Chase ceased operations in Canada, and it was going to cost them way too much money to try to go after the money that was owed, so they just wrote it off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I don't know if there was a lost leader on that thing, or I mean, that does strike me as fairly odd.
Somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah,
we know who it will be, right?
Well, the bank's going to have to eat that. It's not going to be taxpayers on that one, unless
no. It'll be the customers that are somebody's going. They're going to raise something.
Well, yeah. Fees and stuff like that, without a doubt. But again, I find that. I had interesting. I got to find look into that a little bit further.
Please do. All right. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go, so don't catch too many fish today.
All right. You got it. I'll eat some, though.
All right. There you go. Thanks. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Live from his vacation in Greece. And he sent me a picture. I'll have to dig it out and get it up on Facebook. I didn't put it on Facebook yet because he sent it to my phone with him standing there right next to that little car we were talking about doing the interview. All right, I'm coming back with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.